File number 2122. Letter from Daniel Munch, U.S. Ambassador to Russia, to the Russian Minister of Foreign Affairs.
The government of the United States, prompted by a genuine desire to come to an amicable understanding with the Russian Federation, has continued negotiations with the utmost sincerity since September 10th, date on which the device known as Themis appeared in Estonia for the advancement of Russian-American relations. We have done so with the utmost sincerity in order that our two countries, by their joint efforts, may contribute toward the realization of world peace. In that spirit, it is my honor and duty to reiterate the following points. 1. It is the immutable policy of the United States government to promote world peace, and, in accordance with that policy, it has consistently exerted its best efforts to prevent the extension of warlike disturbances. 2. Subsequent to the dissolution of the United Nations Earth Defense Corps, we have made claims regarding ownership of the device known as Themis, based on established principles of international law. To this date, the government of the Russian Federation has not challenged these claims in any recognized court of law or through the proper administrative procedures at the United Nations. The government of the United States considers these 9 years of inaction to be a tacit agreement on the part of the government of the Russian Federation. 3. The detention of foreign nationals without proper notice of the names of the detainees and the motives of their detention is a violation of Article 36 of the Vienna Convention on Consular Relations, to which both our governments are parties. 4. The government of the United States demands the immediate return of its property and of any and all American citizens present inside that property at the time of its reappearance. In view of the aforementioned facts and of the continued refusal by your government to respond to our reasonable and legitimate request, I have been instructed to inform the government of the Russian Federation in the name of the government of the United States that a failure to comply with this request by midnight on the evening of September 22nd will be considered an act of aggression and that a state of war will therefore exist between our two countries. I have the honor to be, with high consideration, Sir, your obedient servant, Daniel Munch.